Education and Beyond is brought to you by the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation.
For Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation includes four important remits, each having their own individual strengths, involving a number of measures and policies at a national level, participation within the European Union fora, and series of international collaborations. This is Education and Beyond, a podcast series organized by the Directorate of International Relations and Programme Implementation within the Office of the Permanent Secretary of the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. Throughout this series, we shall be looking into the priority areas which underpin the EU and international dimension of the ministry. Thank you for joining us. In this episode, we shall be discussing inclusion in education. I am Antonella Gatt, Director of International Relations and Programme Implementation within the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. In order to discuss today's topic in more detail, I have the pleasure to introduce today's panel composed of Mr. Jean-Carl Kirkop, Manager 1 of International Relations Unit within the same directorate, and Ms. Josène Guirchy, Director of National School Support Services. National School Support Services was established in 2009. Since its inception, the NSSS has supported children, young people and their parents by providing services and support. The director, Ms. Josène Guirchy, holds a Master's in Education degree in Inclusive Education and is also in her fourth year of doctoral research in the field of gifted students. She is the Maltese representative board member at the European Agency for Special Needs and Inclusive Education. In order to better understand the work of the NSSS and their contribution towards more inclusive education, I would like to introduce Ms. Josène Guirchy, Director of National School Support Services. Josène, can you provide us with some background on the services offered by the NSSS in schools, please?
Yes, the National School Support Services, formerly known as Student Services, has opened its doors in 2009. The aim behind these services was always to support children and young people and their parents by providing services and support. Support is provided to schools by NSSS in various ways, including school visits, training to educators, and interventions, sometimes as individuals or in groups. There is a range of services which can practically be divided into two parts, those falling under the education psychosocial services and those falling under inclusive education support services. I will take you through each of these parts. The services falling under the education psychosocial services are the following. We have career guidance service, which provide career guidance to learners, whether they are in primary, middle school and secondary, through individual group or class sessions, which aim to promote effective learning and high educational attainment, and also to further their personal development of these learners and eventually make an appropriate career decision. We also have the school psychological services, which work towards promoting a healthy psychoeducational environment that facilitates the learning and overall development of school-age children through psychological therapy or intervention, and they also carry out assessments. We also have Servizio OZA. This is a support service and an education program that seeks to support young pregnant school-age girls. The program promotes the psychosocial and emotional well-being of adolescents, encouraging them to develop a positive attitude towards parenthood, whilst emphasizing the importance of education and employment. We also have the school social work service, which provide an effective social work service to learners of compulsory school age who are habitual absentees in support of their education and personal growth, whilst working within the learner's educational, family and social environment. Then there are three other services, which are the anti-bullying service, anti-substance service and child safety. So, the anti-bullying service provides the necessary support needed in order to tackle bullying behavior in schools. Each member of the team works hand in hand with a specific set of schools and supports and carries out interventions as well as prevention and awareness raising sessions. The anti-substance service, we have a zero tolerance stance to substance abuse in schools, and this service offers assistance to schools whenever cases of alleged substance abuse occurs and provides technical advice on matters of policy and procedures regarding school referrals. The service also identifies and supports learners who are at risk and who are using substances inappropriately through individual and group sessions, and this team also carries out prevention programs in schools. The child safety services deal with issues relating to child abuse. It is an education and therapeutic service offering help through intervention with learners, parents and members of staff. The service works closely with child protection and seeks to support children who are victims of abuse or are at risk of abuse. This is promoted by prevention programs, consultations, monitoring of cases, and working collaboratively with other services. I will now take you through the second part of our services, which are related to inclusive education support. These are mainly the Autism Spectrum Support Team, which aim to empower educators and parents to meet the individual education needs of the learners with autism. They facilitate learning, supporting behavioral and social development, and they maximize on the learner's ability in the mainstream environment. There is also an early intervention service, which is a family-centered and comprehensive support system for children with developmental disabilities or delays in the first 5 years, from 0 to 5 years of life. The service aims to minimize the delays and maximize the chances of reaching typical milestones in development. It also supports and implements assessment procedures to increase the early identification of difficulties and provide the family support. We also have Teachers for the Hearing Impaired, who provide a quality educational and audiological service for deaf, hard of hearing and hearing impaired students in schools. This service is provided from the onset of diagnosis, throughout their educational experience in their home as well as in mainstream schools. The service aims to support students access the curriculum and examinations and eventually become independent youth and adults. Another service is home tuition for learners with a medical condition, such as surgical intervention, fractures, or whether they would have been involved in an accident. This service aims to provide an educational experience despite their absence from school. It also aims to support learners reintegrate in schools at the appropriate time. There is also hospital classes, which is a service that supports learners by offering them an educational program during their stay in hospital. There is also a transition coordinator who works with year 11 learners with individual education needs and their parents or guardians on the different opportunities that meet the learner's needs, thus ensuring that the best possible choice of provision is made for each learner, and this could be made either to transition from secondary to mainstream education or from resource centers to post 16 provisions, or for adult services or for also employment opportunities. We also have another service for the teachers for the visually impaired. whose aim is to empower learners with a visual impairment to develop their full potential by giving them support to access the curriculum and to integrate in the school and to become active members of society.
Jose, there are other projects that the National School Support Services runs in schools. Can you elaborate further on these projects for our listeners, please?
NSSS has also embarked on projects to support schools in Malta, such as the Provision Map tool. This is a software which enhances the quality of individual educational plans that each student with disability has drawn up at the start of every scholastic year. And then this plan is developed and reviewed again at the end of the scholastic year. So that was one project which was actually worked upon. We also, NSSS has also issued autism-friendly environmental guidelines, which were intended for schools to develop effective educational spaces for learners on the autism spectrum to improve their educational performance. Another project was the development of 12 multisensory learning rooms in primary schools. These multisensory learning rooms are intended to provide and ensure a safe, non-threatening environment in order to either calm or stimulate learners through various activities appropriate for their needs. The controlled environmental stimulation can help engage them in appropriate sensory activities. The rooms also serve as spaces where learners can experience and learn prerequisite skills of the curriculum activities. NSSS has also worked on practical toolkits, such as the Autism Toolkit for mainstream schools in Malta, with the aim of providing schools with practical strategies that can be implemented successfully in schools.
Thank you, Jordan, for your explanation. Naturally, this helps us to better understand the work that the National School Support Services carries out vis-à-vis inclusive education. Our discussion in the second part of the podcast will focus on the National School Support Services Inclusion Policy.
Listening to Education and Beyond. This is a podcast series organized by the Directorate of International Relations and Program Implementation within the Office of the Permanent Secretary of the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. My name is Jean-Claude Kirkop, your co-host for the second part of this episode, and today we're discussing inclusion in education. We very much welcome your feedback and questions on any issues arising from today's podcast on our general email, euaffairs.myr@gov.mt. We also invite you to subscribe to the Ministry's official Facebook page, Educazioni, in order to learn more about our latest initiatives and to visit our website, www.education.gov.mt. In order to learn more about the services offered by the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. Additionally, you can learn more about National School Support Services on their website through education.gov.mt. Jazan, in 2019, the National School Support Services launched the Inclusion Policy. Can you provide updates on this policy and its implementation, please?
Yes, in fact, the NSSS had written and launched the inclusion policy and its framework in 2019. Because of the COVID pandemic, its implementation could not be initiated, and NSSS continued upgrading it and included the attendance policy, the managing behavior and addressing bullying behaviors policy, the transgender variant and intersex students policy, and the healthy lifestyle policy that now fall under the umbrella of the inclusion policy. Clear targets have also been established so that the policy is fully implemented by 2030. It has started to be implemented as from last scholastic year.
Further to this inclusion policy launched by the National School Support Services, could you share on other related projects that you are working on, please?
Yes, there are other toolkits that are being worked upon, namely one for new learning support educators when they join with our ministry so that we would be able to support them in schools. Other projects also include the Reach Classrooms, which was a pilot project that started in two middle schools last scholastic year, and now we are expanding it to the two receiving secondary schools. These classes aim to support students who find difficulty in having different teachers for different subjects due to their disabilities. This class offers a home class for these students with a functional curriculum, but at the same time it allows these students to join their peers in mainstream classes for particular subjects. We have evaluated this project and included the students and their parents in this evaluation, and it was very positive and encouraging, such that we are going to continue this project in the respective secondary schools in these two colleges.
What other support mechanisms exist permanently in schools, please?
Yes, I have also mentioned the multisensory learning room, which this is, we are working on an innovative way of bringing services into schools rather than having students moving out of schools in order to acquire the service that they require, for example, because of their disability or because of their challenges. We are working to embark on projects where we are bringing the services into the schools. One of this is the multisensory learning room I have just mentioned, where we have a teacher who works with other therapists that are working with the student, namely occupational therapists or the physiotherapists or the speech therapists, and they would devise a program for the student where the student attends to the multisensory learning room, has their particular session, and then goes back to the mainstream class. We also have nurture classes and learning support zones. The nurture classes are present in primary schools, and the learning support zones are present in middle schools and in secondary schools. The aim of these nurture classes and learning support zones is to provide specialized programs for students, or mainly they would be groups of students, according to the needs that they actually have. So, for example, we would have programs for students with challenging behaviors. And the program would actually be a behavior program, so that these students would learn the appropriate skills and to cope with certain sometimes traumas or things that they are passing through. And they would learn the skills and actually prevent the escalation of these challenging behaviors. These nurture groups and learning support zones also cater for introvert students who would, for example, be finding it difficult in making friends or maintaining friendships, and therefore they could attend certain sessions, for example, of maintaining friendships, where they would learn skills of making friends and how they can interact with friends, so certain skills that they would require, and then after attending the session, they would go back to their mainstream class. We also have HODs inclusion, formerly known as INCOs. Again, these provide services, support services in schools for students with different disabilities or for students who are passing through challenging times. So these HODs inclusion actually have and know about certain strategies and they upskill educators in the process. So they would carry out observations in class, see what the challenges are, and then actually providing the necessary strategies for teachers or learning support educators to implement with the student in question. So in a nutshell, those are other support services that even the National School Support Services also monitor and train, but these are support services that are actually in schools.
Thank you, Josanne. We know that you are a board member at the European Agency for Special Needs and Inclusive Education. Can you tell us a bit more on your role at the agency and what does it involve?
Yes, I have been on the board as I am the representative board member for Malta since 2015. I am also, Dr. Jonathan Kamenzuli is also on the European Agency Board as a national expert. Together we represent Malta, and during this we have various experiences. Mainly we share experiences on inclusive education with other countries. So it's a question even about giving insight about the services that we have. It's a lot of sharing experiences. The European Agency had also carried an audit in 2014 about inclusive education, and when the recommendations that were given, the inclusion policy that I have mentioned before, were built on those recommendations. So actually there's a lot of work with the European Agency. We also embark on different projects, like we had one on inclusive school leadership. And Malta was one of the participating countries, where again we would have working groups with other countries, come up with recommendations and best practices then to share with the rest of the countries who are part of the European Agency. We also have various projects coming up, like we review policies to see where we might enhance certain practices over others. We also provide certain ideas on areas that we would like to work upon in greater details together with other participating countries. And it's very enriching because you are learning at the same time from other countries and learning even from their experiences.
Thanks very much. And what opportunities for the future for the National School Support Services are there?
Yes, we provide a number of training opportunities for educators in schools as scope sessions. So that is one of the opportunities that even schools, we can bespoke them for schools. So if there would be anything in particular that they find that they have a gap in, the National School Support Services can actually help them in upskilling the staff. We also have training opportunities for our own practitioners, because since we all these services which I have mentioned today, also in order to remain knowledgeable in the area, a number of training is also required for the National School Support Services practitioners. Case in point, we have a team who has just received training on Team Teach abroad, and this will now be disseminated in schools. We will also be organizing webinars for parents. And another thing is the implementation of the inclusion policy. We have a number of targets that are going to be now implemented during this scholastic year, mainly to promote and celebrate diversity in schools, celebrating good practices of differentiated teaching, and even enhancing the quality of individual educational plans, the IEPs.
Thank you, Giancarlo and Josanne, for sharing your insight on inclusion in education. You've been listening to Education and Beyond, a podcast series organized by the Directorate of International Relations and Program Implementation within the Office of the Permanent Secretary of the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. In today's episode, we discussed inclusion in education and the work carried out by the National Schools Support Services. We very much welcome your feedback and questions on any issues arising from today's podcast on our general email eufairs.meyr@gov.mt. We also invite you to subscribe to the Ministry's official Facebook page, Educazioni, in order to learn more about our latest initiatives and to visit our website www.education.gov.mt in order to learn more about the services offered by the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. Additionally, you can learn more about the National School Support Services on their website through education.gov.mt. Thank you for tuning in.
Education and Beyond was brought to you by the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation.